Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. We Need Your Art, Stop Messing Around and Make Something by Amy McNee is a motivational guide for people who feel called to create, but keep getting derailed by fear, perfectionism, and everyday distractions. Known for her direct, encouraging style, McNee frames creativity as both personal responsibility and public service. Your work matters, and withholding it has a cost. The book speaks to writers, artists, musicians, and makers who have ideas but struggle to begin, to finish, or to share. Rather than treating artistry as a rare gift reserved for the chosen few, it presents creative practice as a set of habits, choices, and mindsets that can be built over time. McNee also addresses the emotional reality of making art, including self-doubt, comparison, and the discomfort of being seen. The result is an energizing push toward consistent output, clearer priorities, and a more courageous relationship with your own creative voice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing art as service and necessity. A central idea is that creativity is not a self-indulgent hobby, but a form of contribution. By treating art as service, the book challenges the common belief that you must earn the right to create or wait until you feel fully ready. This perspective shifts the question from, do I deserve to make art, to who might be helped, moved, or changed if I do? It can reduce the paralyzing focus on personal worthiness and replace it with responsibility to the work itself. McNee encourages readers to recognize that culture is built by ordinary people showing up repeatedly, not by perfect geniuses arriving fully formed. When you believe your work has a place in the world, you are more likely to protect time for it, to persist through awkward early drafts, and to share despite discomfort. This topic also validates the idea that art can be meaningful even when it is small, niche, or unglamorous. The point is not mass approval, but honest output. In practical terms, the reader is invited to define what they make, who it is for, and why it matters now, turning vague longing into a clearer creative mission. Secondly, breaking perfectionism and the myth of readiness, many aspiring creators get stuck in a loop of preparation, more courses, more tools, more research, more waiting for confidence. The book confronts that myth directly by emphasizing that readiness is built through doing, not thinking. Perfectionism often disguises itself as high standards, but it usually functions as protection from judgment and failure. McNee pushes readers to accept imperfect first attempts as the necessary cost of entry. Momentum comes from producing drafts, sketches, studies, and iterations, then learning in public, or at least outside the safety of endless planning. This topic encourages a process mindset. You can separate the act of making from the act of evaluating, and you can schedule progress rather than wait for inspiration. A practical takeaway is to set finish lines that are achievable: a small project, a time-boxed session, a minimum viable version of the idea. Completing work builds trust in yourself, which is more useful than temporary motivation. By treating mistakes as data rather than proof of inadequacy, the reader can keep moving. The overall aim is to replace all-or-nothing thinking with consistent, repeatable action. Thirdly, building a sustainable creative practice and routine. The book emphasizes that creative success is less about intensity and more about regularity. A sustainable practice is one that fits real life, including jobs, caregiving, health limits, and fluctuating energy. Instead of romanticizing the tortured artist who creates only in dramatic bursts, McNee advocates for showing up in manageable ways, day after day or week after week. This topic focuses on practical structure, choosing a medium, setting clear priorities, and designing a routine that reduces friction. Readers are encouraged to treat creative time as an appointment, defend it from non-essential commitments, and prepare their environment so starting is easy. Sustainability also includes pacing, rest, and boundaries with digital noise. The book nudges creators to notice what consistently derails them, such as multitasking, open-ended goals, or the habit of waiting for long, uninterrupted hours. Small sessions can compound into meaningful bodies of work, especially when paired with simple tracking, like counting sessions or completed pieces. Over time, the routine becomes identity reinforcing. You do not merely want to make art, you are a person who makes it. That identity shift can help maintain practice even when motivation dips. Fourthly, handling fear, comparison, and the vulnerability of being seen, making art exposes you, and that exposure triggers fears that are both emotional and social: fear of rejection, fear of irrelevance, fear of being judged as untalented. The book addresses these inner barriers as normal rather than shameful. It encourages readers to expect discomfort and proceed anyway, using courage as a skill that grows through repetition. Comparison is treated as a predictable trap, especially in online spaces where finished, curated work can make your in-progress effort feel inadequate. McNee pushes creators to reorient toward their own path, voice, and timing, and to measure progress against yesterday rather than against someone else's highlight reel. This topic also frames criticism and silence as survivable outcomes. Not every piece will land, and that does not mean you should stop. The reader is invited to practice sharing in stages, starting with a trusted person or a small community, then expanding as confidence grows. By normalizing the awkwardness of early work and the vulnerability of publishing, the book helps creators build resilience. The core message is that fear is not a stop sign, it is a companion on the road to meaningful output. Lastly, finishing, sharing, and turning ideas into real output. Ideas feel good, but finished work changes lives, including your own. The book stresses completion as a creative superpower because unfinished projects keep you in the realm of potential, where the ego is safe and the work cannot be judged. McNee encourages readers to define what done means for each project and to create constraints that make finishing more likely: deadlines, public commitments, limited scope, or clear deliverables. Sharing is treated as part of the artistic process, not an optional add-on. By releasing work into the world, you create feedback loops, opportunities, and a sense of forward motion. This topic highlights the difference between creating for validation and sharing as an act of communication. Even if the audience is small, the act of putting something out can help you clarify your voice and improve faster. The reader is urged to develop a pipeline, generate ideas, select one, draft, revise, finalize, publish, then start the next. That cycle builds confidence and produces a body of work over time. Rather than waiting for a perfect breakthrough, the book favors consistent output that gradually raises your skill, your reach, and your willingness to take creative risks. In conclusion, this book is best for aspiring and practicing creatives who feel blocked, distracted, or intimidated by the gap between the art they imagine and the art they actually make. Writers, illustrators, musicians, content creators, and anyone with a long-delayed project will recognize the patterns it targets: perfectionism, endless preparation, fear of judgment, and the habit of postponing what matters. The benefit is practical and personal. By reframing art as contribution, the book can help you take your creative life seriously, protect time for it, and build a routine that survives real-world constraints. It also strengthens resilience, so you can keep producing even when motivation drops or comparison spikes. That combination can improve confidence, sharpen skills through repetition, and turn creativity into a reliable source of meaning rather than a recurring frustration. Compared with similar creativity books that focus mainly on inspiration or abstract mindset, this one stands out for its urgent, action-oriented tone and its insistence on finishing and sharing. It speaks plainly about responsibility, courage, and the cost of waiting. If you want a clear push to stop circling your ambitions and start making, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Amy McNee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.